Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Zero Smith bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Moore is here. Steve is someone you see on television all the time. He's a very smart guy, economist by trade and by profession and education. He's the author of Trumponomics, among other books that we've helped him launch on the show over the last 22 years. Steve, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the Fed a minute ago, and there are other things that the Fed can do that a lot of people don't know about. We're talking about small business opening up the discount window for small business. Most people don't even know what the discount window is. It's overnight loans for banks mostly. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work, but I will tell you this, Stephen. Small business owners can use help in different ways. They might not need more loans, but they might need the Fed to ease up on the regulatory side, to ease up on the banks who are collecting the loans from the small business owners who might not be able to make those payments. You know what I mean? And right now, bank regulators are going to banks saying, that guy's got a bad, that's bad collateral. You need to call that loan. How about easing up on that a little bit? What do you think? Can that happen?
Yeah, this is exactly what we were talking about before the break, that, you know, there are 26 million small businesses in this country, and yeah, there are a total of about 28 million total businesses. And many of them are extremely healthy. They were healthy a
most
ago,
of them.
And now,
Steve, the small business sector has never been financially stronger than it is
exactly
a month today.
And so now they're going to have a situation for 6 or 8 or 10 weeks where you're not going to have any customers in the door,
yeah,
or you're going to have a big reduction in the number of customers, and that means that they're going to have a real financial crunch. And when you get that kind of situation, which happens, you know, every 10 or 15 years, you don't want those, if they're healthy businesses, you don't want them having to sell off their assets, and you want them to be able to make their payroll. So it's very appropriate for, whether it's the Treasury Department or the Small Business Administration or whether it's the the Fed, to basically make, if they have collateral, Jim, to make loans to these businesses, for even if they're 6 month or 1 year loans, so they can get by, because we don't want these companies going out of business.
Right.
We want them to be healthy. Now, the other point you make is a good one. The Fed should also ease up on the regulation so the banks can continue to lend them money, even if they're going to be
or again, not even lend them more money. Just say if the business owner goes to their banker and says, "Look, I can either make payroll or I can pay you your loan the next 90 days." Then the banker says, "Don't worry about me," and because I've been told by the regulators they're not going to downgrade your loan quality because of that.
That's right. So you and I are thinking alike on this. That's really important. Look, this is going to be a tough period because, you know, as you and I were mentioning offline, you know, my son lives in San Francisco. San Francisco is in total lockdown now.
Right.
You can only go out in the city if you need to get, you know, medical emergency or food or things like that. There's no congregating in any restaurant,
yep,
or bar, or, and that's happening a lot of, you know, movie theaters, all sorts of stores, exercise classes, all of that is being canceled. That's going to be a real financial crunch for the country, but also for the businesses that run those operations. And we just need to make sure that they have a security blanket at this point so they don't go out of business.
The problem, though, Stephen, is the ideas that you and I were just talking about, they don't lend themselves to talking points. They're in the weeds too much. Even though it's a big deal on Main Street, it's in the weeds too much. And so they'd rather say, we're going to give everybody $1,000, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're an employee of a company that's going to have their payroll cut or whatever, don't give the money to the employee. Give it to the business. Let the business transfer it to the employee. Of course, they have to do that. And that way you keep both of them. You help both of them. You help the business and the – let the money be – augment the payroll, not be a gift from the government.
Yeah, so this is something else I agree with you on, Jim. So the proposal that Art Laffer and Steve Forbes and I put out yesterday argues that the Fed should suspend the payroll tax for the next 8 months until this crisis is over and the economy is back.
And there's there is precedent for that.
Yeah, and if you do that, by the way, you not only give every worker in America a 7% pay raise in their paycheck, but you also reduce the payroll costs of every business by 7.5%. So it helps the business and the employee during a tough time.
At least 6.5% interest of payroll in the economy.
Yes, if people who are self-employed or listen to the show know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're self-employed,
you're paying the whole thing.
The employer and the employee side.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So one of the things that I'm worried about, though, Stephen, is and I'm going to break in a minute here. I'm worried about this martial law thing. It bothers me that mayors and governors think they can just tell a business to shut down for indefinite period of time. Can they then demand that I pay my taxes if they've shut me down? What do you think? There's a problem here that we've got to undo one day. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot there, but I would say this to start. One of the things that's almost certainly going to happen is April 15th is going to be moved to July 15th or August 15th, because it makes no sense for businesses to have to file their taxes now when they don't have any income coming in. That's number one. Number two, I have an entire agreement with, look, I'm a civil libertarian, and I understand we're in a public health crisis. But this idea that people can't go outside, that people, you know, it's one thing to quarantine people who have the virus.
Right.
But it's quite another to tell healthy people that they can't, healthy people should be able to make their own decisions about what they want to do.
Steve, hold on to that thought. We're right back with Stephen Moore after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.